This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Myanmar's military-appointed foreign minister flew into Thailand Wednesday for talks with two of its neighbors as they intensified efforts to resolve a crisis over Myanmar's coup, despite the skepticism of its pro-democracy camp. The minister made the first foreign trip by a member of the new military government as opponents of the February 1st coup again took to the streets in Myanmar. The army seized power after alleging fraud in a November 8th election swept by Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, detaining her and much of the party leadership. The Electoral Commission dismissed the fraud complaints. Boko Haram jihadists attacked the Nigerian city of Maiduguri in the volatile northeast, killing 16 people, including 9 children who were playing football in a field, this according to local militia who told AFP Wednesday. In videos circulating on social media, hundreds of people could be seen rushing to help wounded victims. Officials said previously 10 people were killed and 47 were injured in Tuesday's attack on the densely populated city of 3 million people when jihadists fired rocket-propelled grenades. Wednesday, pro-government forces in the Central African Republic seized a stronghold of former President François Bozizé, who was accused in December of plotting a coup, the prime minister said. A senior government official who spoke on condition of anonymity said, quote, fighting is still ongoing, end quote, but, quote, resistance has been broken. The enemy is fleeing, end quote. Germany and Belgium have seized 23 tons of cocaine in a record haul of the drug in Europe, German customs said Wednesday. The office said it would have brought in several billions of dollars in street sales. This is